Blog Yo, we on the radio. Air.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, like, I gotta be Yo, like this pioneer to this shit, you know? I was popping that Chris Dow when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was beer and shit. You know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer to this shit, man. Bottom line. Y'all to do. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Fed time following me around. You cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping. You ain't got to count it. It's all their money. I never change money because niggas got strange money. Knocked up. Fucked up in the game.
Yo! Man, you really did it, Rob.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming.
Heck yeah, it's been a long time coming. Well, first off, my name is Jarrell Leeper. You can call me Jarrell, Dab, Baffer J. And on the other phone, on the other line is my brother since 10th grade, man. You know, Robert, yes. Black Rob, Bobby G.
Bobby George.
In the place to be.
Yes, yes.
And you are now
this
listening
is.
To 1,000 Jumpers.
Yeah,
we gotta get that little. We gotta get the swish before this, before like the end of the year. We gotta figure that out. Just get the swish every time you say 1,000 Jumpers. We gotta figure that out.
Yeah, definitely. We gotta
Man,
get our
button
machine going.
I was
going.
Like, yeah, we definitely. I was scared. I was like, is Rob on? Did I hang him up? Oh my god!
Oh, you already know I'm here. I'm here, man.
Yeah, man. And then we got imaginary player as our intro. So
we gotta start it off smooth.
Youngers ain't even hip. They gonna be like, what Jay-Z song is that, bruh? I ain't even hip, cuz.
Man, you gotta go back and check the albums.
In my lifetime, volume one. It's definitely slept on, you know. There's a lot of hits, but there's some misses, man. You bigger Jay fan than I could ever be. So you know more about that than I do.
Of course. Sunshine will never be forgotten.
Sunshine. Man, well, first and foremost, we got to explain how this came about in terms of the podcast, like how we know each other. So am I going to start it off or you going to start it off?
You the story, man. Go ahead. Take it away.
All right. This is what happened. So in 10th grade, we had three classes together. We had English, we had government, and we had computer science. Intro to C++, actually. And we had to take pictures, you know, for our school ID, and we were going to the auditorium, and Rob comes up to me, he's like, yo, where are we going? I'm like, going to the auditorium. Where is that at? I'm like, all right, follow me. I'm like, yo, I'm Rob. I'm Jarrell. And then that was it.
It really was.
We just got cool, and I was like, yo, you in my other class? Like, we were sitting right beside each other, didn't even know each other. You know how that be. And it's like from two different sides of PG County. Just to let y'all know, Prince George's County, Maryland, is the best county on earth. Like, PG is what it is. And it's like,
course,
we from Cantland, you know, the quote-unquote rough side, and I'm from up Marlboro. I live a little lavishly now, you know, praise be to God. But I didn't always live like this. He was going to say, yo, man, quote-unquote, yo, Dad, you rich, bro? Nah, I'm not rich, man. I'm chilling.
He's just well-off, guys. It's okay.
I'm not well off, guys. Like, I'm going to show you where I came from. So it's not like, yo, man, I've been living here since 93. This street wasn't even around in 93. Anyway, ain't the point. So that's how we met since Flowers, and that's been my right-hand man ever since. And then how this podcast came together, he was like, he just tweeted, yo, me and Daphne have a podcast by the end of 2015. And I saw that tweet, and I was like, you know, I've been thinking about getting a podcast game. But it really hit me on, like, how we want to do it. So Rob just kind of forced my hand, like always. It's like, yo, we need to do it.
Exactly.
Like, all right, I'm going to figure it out by Geo. And sure enough, by Geo, things was already, like, established. I had my boy Rodney. Shout out Rodney, man, for designing the cover, the logo. You are appreciated. It just kind of came up. Now, 1,000 Jumpers, because I know people were asking me, 1,000 Jumpers? I guess
what does that mean?
What does that really mean? So let me go to the tweet. I got to go to the tweet. All right, so me and Rob were coming up with names, right? We were coming up with, like, from government class or from Kentland, Paradise, you know, some
all
crazy
the Force
type
names.
Stuff. Yeah, Force. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna just type in our names on Twitter and see what come up in our conversation. Mind you, we tweet a lot. You know, you can follow me at Dapper J. Just the letter J, not J A Y. It's some imposter. And then Bobby George 413.
I'm at Bobby George 413.
Bobby George 413. So if you type that in, you get a lot of troll comments. There's a little bit of everything. So I'm just scrolling through, and I quote. Well, first I was catching him lurking on Twitter, so. When y'all follow him, y'all gonna see him lurk, and it's the funniest thing ever once you figure it out. And I was, and I subtweeted him or whatever. I subtweeted him, and he gonna be like, and I quote, "Just let me get these shots off in peace at Dapper J, the 1,000 jumpers, LOL." And when I read it, I was like, that's it. That's the name. It goes. And then as soon as I told him, he was like, yeah, that's it. Because not only does it talk about basketball, in terms of 1,000 jumpers, but if a shooter takes 1,000 jumpers a day, he going to get better. Now, I'm not saying take 1,000 jumpers a day, you're going to be the best player on earth, no. But you do improve, and at the end of the day, you strive for something better than just where you're at currently. So that's
exactly.
Where 1,000 jumpers comes in. And here we are, man. We finally did it. Live so hype every Tuesday at 4:30. And then we'll probably come up with a second day, but my work schedule – may conflict, so we're going to figure that out. But for right now, it's every Tuesday at 4:30. 4:30 to 5, tune in with your boys. And just, you know, break bread with us. You can feel free to listen. Feel free to call.
Comment.
The number to call in is 646-716-8423. If I like you, I'll buzz you in. If I don't, you'll just listen. And that's it. You feel me?
We don't discriminate.
I discriminate. I don't discriminate, man. So today's show, we just did an intro. We're going to recap both football scores, basketball scores, Bobby G's collegiate experience. Because, you know, I graduated from North Carolina A&T, so he's still there. So he's living out the dreams I wish I could be doing because, you know, up here, man, they don't be twerking at all, man. And that stuff's sad, man. Like, Rob still gets to get twerked on. And I didn't even get twerked on G-Ho, bruh.
I told you, man. You were slipping, man.
I wasn't slipping this Friday. I got there late. And then Saturday, our move was trash. You know, and that was it. But it's cool. It's cool, man. You know, I'll live. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk music. You know, we're going to talk the game, documentary, too. Is it a classic? Where does it rank in his catalog? Why aren't people really buzzing over it? We're going to talk about Big Crit's new project. It's Better This Way. That's my guy, man. Big Crit is my man. Like, my man, 100 grand. If he's had an album out right now, I'm buying it right now, even if I'm broke or not. And then we're going to talk one of the swag guys out right now. Goes by the name of Primo Rice. If you're not hip, you got to get hip. But before the Juice EP, it's some OG player pimp type wave. I'm on it. You know, Bobby G, I don't know if he's feeling it like
not
that.
So
like,
much.
I'm feeling it. And when you turn, you really going to feel it. You're going to be like, man, this dude's speaking to my soul. He hit my soul, bro. Big Chris said it best. Don't touch my soul. I ain't listening to it. I'm listening to
That's
it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And then we got two more things we're going to talk about. This rapper ball player list comparison that my boy Tyler, and Tyler, I love you, but this list is so blasphemous, dog. We going to debate it.
Oh, man.
You don't make no sense at all. And then this post that Kerry Champion put up, the final five, and we're going to get to that a little later. We got 30 minutes. We got time. So let's get into the sports, man. First and foremost, if you didn't know, we are Skins fans. We went up against New England. And what blew me, the game could have been a lot closer than what it was, man, and it hurt. Because we were better than that, you know? What you think, Rob? Oh, and Rob hung up. Why did Rob hang up? All right, screw it. I'm going to keep going until he come back on. All right, we played the Patriots, and we forced not one but two turnovers in Foxborough. Haven't happened all season, and we still lose. And not even lose. We get
exactly.
killed, as usual. And it hurt my soul, man. It hurt me so bad because I felt like we were better than that. What you think?
Yeah, we had a good our defense showed up, but
right.
our offense couldn't produce
like
anything.
Kirk Cousins wasn't even the reason we lost. And you know that's a problem.
No,
we dropped
there was a lot of drops.
Eight passes?
Yeah.
Bro,
it was horrific to watch.
You can't do that in New England.
Exactly.
Like we dropping first downs. We dropping big play opportunities. Matt Jones fumbled again. Like,
yeah, it's
oh, man, it hurt, you know? Like, Brady threw
a
pick.
It does give me hope,
though. Brady threw a pick, and then Brady tackled Kurt Moore. Come on, dog. Brady going to tackle you.
It was not a good day for the Redskins.
Yeah, man. But overall, like, it was a learning experience. If we can play to our A game, that shows that we can hang with any team. I ain't say we could beat every team, so everybody's going to be like, oh, typical Redskins fan. No, we can hang with any team. When we play up our A game,
the probability of that happening is so low. If it's not one thing, it's another, you know.
You're right. But we got the Saints coming up, and the Saints are known for giving quarterbacks career stats. So I think Kirk Cousins might have his best game ever this week.
Yeah, I'm looking for Deshaun Jackson.
Best game ever. Deshaun going to catch a bomb or two.
I think he's going to get a couple deep, yep.
He has to. He only caught, like, a screen for 2 yards? What?
It's his first game back after, what, a 10-week absence?
Yeah, but, like, a screen for 2 yards, like, he was ineffective. Or we weren't even giving him looks, I'll say that. And everybody dropping passes. It was just inexcusable. Let's see, what else happened in the league? Bengals won 31-10 against the Browns. I started their defense. So, thank you. Shout out, Cincy. They're 8-0. The Cincinnati Bengals are 8-0.
I don't
that
think anybody could have predicted that.
I mean, they had the talent. Yeah. They've always had the talent.
But they don't produce consistently.
They don't produce in the playoffs. You know, it's the first 8 weeks, the 8-0. I just want them to win a game. I like Marvin Lewis. I like A.J. Green. To me, A.J.'s my favorite receiver in the league right now. He's always my favorite. You know, people were like, oh, I like Julio. Don't get me wrong, I love Julio. Although me and my man Greg were going at it on Twitter, had all these dudes in my mentions. See, when you have famous friends on Twitter and they retweet you and they disagree with what you say, man, that was almost cyberbullying. Youngest was just like, troll. I'm surprised I didn't get blocked. Like, gosh. Yeah, that happened.
The Panthers
lost Tennessee. Oh, well. Well, we won't stay in the NFC South. We're going to go to the Panthers first. Shout out all my Panther friends. We got a lot of them at school. They're 8-0.
North Carolina.
I know you're getting endless Papa John's and Krispy Kreme. You know, enjoy it.
The deal is definitely living.
Hey, they don't check it. Like, are you a Panthers fan? So why not? We're going to rip off their war. You feel me? So shout out to the Panthers, man. Even though Aaron Rodgers showed that he's that dude and came back when no one saw it coming. They held on. They won. Two to them.
Cam's getting the job done.
He's getting the job done. And he deserves to be MVP consideration. He's not the MVP.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
that's debatable.
Brady, man. It's not even close. It's Tom
Brady.
Brady
got better stats, but Cam's – no one expected the Panthers to be 8-0. People expected the Patriots to be great this year.
I agree, but the way that they're on, like, I honestly feel as if they get past the Giants, because, you know, Eli always has Brady's number, and they get past the Broncos, because the Broncos have a top-five defense, they're going undefeated again.
They almost lost to the Jets before.
But they can beat the Jets.
Oof.
If they were going to lose to the Jets, it was going to be the first time. That's not going to happen again twice. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of
AFC, without Deion Lewis?
We'll see. Speaking of AFC East, the Bills beat the Dolphins 33-17. Shady McCoy, like he was back. My man Sammy Watkins came through.
Yeah, Sammy, definitely.
Looking out for that. Your Rams. I know Rob got three teams. He don't got not one, not two, but he got three teams. All his
but
teams
see,
lost.
There's a difference between me and other fans. Other fans only cheer for fair weather teams. Me, I've picked three teams who are habitual losers, okay?
Well,
and
you
I
like
cheered
them
on
winning.
All the time. You know?
When you were with the Saints, they were the greatest show on turf. When you were with the Raiders, you know, the Tuck rule and the Super Bowl loss. So you were there in times of greatness. You just stayed.
But
which makes you
exactly.
Legit.
I haven't jumped ship or abandoned them, or disowned them, not claimed them. I've stuck by them through all them 2-14 and 3-13 seasons. So once now the Raiders are looking good, the Rams are looking like they have a bright future, now everybody's going to get on the bandwagon again. And then they're going to say, hey,
I like
just
the Raiders,
joined too.
They're legit with Derek Carr and Amari Cooper, Charles
Woodson
still
Murray.
Killing the game.
I've been saying this. Charles Woodson's arguably the best defensive back of all time.
He's top five. He's top five. Right.
Who's experienced
man.
So many career rebirths than him?
I mean, he's experienced. Right. He won a Heisman, defensive rookie
exactly.
of the year.
He beat
Super
Peyton
Bowl
Manning
champion,
for a Heisman.
And Randy Moss.
Right.
And
right.
Randy Moss. You got to throw that in there. Peyton, Randy, and Ryan Leaf. It's probably the greatest like Heisman finalist ever,
it could
in
be.
My opinion. It could be. It is. Those are three Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame bust. All in. Come on, man. All right, let's look at the other scores. The Giants, they won 32-18 over Tampa. Niners, 17-16 over Atlanta. I feel bad for Atlanta. They had their mojo, and they're losing it away.
I mean, we gave people the code to beat them. We just didn't have a good enough quarterback to finish the job.
You're right. I don't. That's dark times, man. I don't want to think about that game. That was a sad day in my life. I literally sat in the room dark for hours. It's just like, why?
That pick
anyway,
six was a very bad moment.
Anyway, we're going to skip that. We got the Colts, Andrew Luck.
The
you know,
Colts
the
beat the Broncos.
Massive. Right, and with that defense, I didn't expect it to happen. And now they're saying Andrew Luck's out for 2 to 6 weeks. So
yes. He has
Colts
lacerated kidneys.
That's just crazy, man.
Like, do you understand how crazy that
half
sounds?
Season anyway.
Yeah.
I agree.
Whew.
Let's see. Who else we have? We have the Eagles and Cowboys. Shout out my man, Jordan Matthews. Anytime Dallas lose, I think we all as
it's
a nation come together and just toast to life. Because they lost in overtime. Not only did they lose in overtime, not to a field goal, a walk-off touchdown, that stuff's beautiful. Woke up to that, you know, I go to bed early. My bedtime, ladies and gentlemen, is 8:30. You know, I got to be at work at 4, so I get up like 2. I woke up, I'm like, please tell me Philly won. They won in OT? Let's go!
Yeah, it was,
better
it was a pretty
myself,
good
man.
Game.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And then the Bears and the Chargers. Bears won. I'm mad Phillip Rivers didn't produce, so I lost in fantasy.
I'm mad Malcolm
Shout
Floyd.
Chicago,
I mean, Floyd got injured really early and had no yards, and I was really close to winning my fantasy game.
Man, so close but so far away, man.
But
that's
I mean,
NFL recap. Dang, it's really crazy. 4:48 already? Charles, flying, man.
It is.
We
want
to do more than one show.
Exactly.
All right. Now, if you didn't know, today could be the mark of a rebirth because Kevin Durant comes home to play in D.C. This could be the first of many times he could do this. And I know Kevin spoke out like, why are people saying KD to D.C.? We have a big team. We shouldn't want him. We should be supporting our own. And Bradley Beal felt the same way. But it's like, I'm imagining John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant on the same team. We win in championships. Who's stopping us? Otto Porter could be sixth man of the year.
It's definitely possible.
It needs
but,
to happen.
I mean,
I'm not going to get mad at Kevin, though, if he doesn't come and we're going to, like, burn his shoes. And no, we love Kevin here. We're not Cleveland fans. You know, we have pride and respect.
The shade.
Shout out to any Cleveland fan listening. Shout out to any Cleveland. I mean, I'm being honest, though. I'm not going to be like, oh, Kevin didn't come, I'm going to burn this. No, man.
But that's a little different, chill. Though, because Kevin wasn't here at first and then left, you know? It's just the prospect of him actually being able to get here.
If he left?
I mean, I don't think I would burn anything I had to pay for. I mean, I'm not willing to waste merchandise.
So you would burn it?
No. I mean, I don't burn gifts either. But, I mean, I'm not that extremist, but you can't blame other people who are. I mean, you know, sports brings out the crazy in everybody.
I agree. Believe me, I agree, because there's several clips of all of us where we're acting insane when sports comes on, football, basketball. I'll tweet the clip of me and Rob acting crazy. Yeah, I'll tweet that clip later. It's a classic Vine, by the way. If you haven't seen it, go rewind it. And you can use it for whatever you want. Just shout us out. Yeah, but that's just my thing. I want Kevin to come home. I don't know. That's me being selfish. Can you imagine KD and DC, what that would do for our team, our city? Man.
It would be a great, great moment. But we still have to produce on the court.
Oh, absolutely, because the Wizards, the thing is, we're good, but we'll take games off, I feel like. There's certain games I'm like, man, we could have beat this team. Like, we should have beat the Celtics.
Yeah, we played down to our opponents a lot.
Absolutely. Like, the Knicks, we should have beat the Knicks. Granted,
exactly.
The Knicks are better than what I thought they would be, but we're still a capable team. Like, we have the second-best backcourt in basketball.
Definitely.
When we play up to our level, few teams can really give us a run for our money. I'll say that. Now, you went out this weekend, right? So what did you get into?
I went to you know, a barn party in Winston-Salem, hosted by Wake Forest, Alpha Phi Alpha.
And how was that for you, Rob? Because I was telling people in our crew, I was like, yo, you got to go. Jared, like, man, I don't know, Dev. I don't know, man. It might not be worth my money. I'm like, Jared, come on, man.
It was definitely worth the money and the drive. It's about 30, 45-minute drive. But it was worth it. We had a great time. I mean, we got a lot of twerks. I mean, a lot of twerks.
And it made me mad because, like I said, I didn't get twerked on, bruh. So I'm just like, oh.
I mean, we were on stage, you know.
And she came all up in the camera like, hey, what's up?
Like,
I'm like, dude.
The fun was, we had, that was a great time. This is,
man, I hate you, bro. I just want you to know, when you come home, you'll see what I go through, you know?
Oh, no,
man.
I'm not trying to come back home, man.
You gotta come home. The streets need you, bro. Can't land need you, man.
Oh no, I've done enough.
Nah,
I can retire that jersey.
Hey, check this out, right? So I'm at work, and for those that don't know, I work at ABC7 Channel 8. You know, I'm all right right now. And at work, they're talking about. Imagine this: you're at the gas station, right? You're trying to buy some of the drink, you know, just to kick it, and this girl starts twerking on you.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
And then you kind of like, whoa. And then this other girl's trying to hug a ball on you, you dissing her or whatever. They, from what it looked like, they weren't ugly, but it's the principle. Like, you're not trying to catch a twerk in the gas station, you know. Why are these girls wanted twerkers? Like, they're wanted, like, they're wanted for sexual abuse.
Yep.
If they are convicted, they get a $100,000 fine and a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison.
Hey, I mean, you gotta watch where you take that butt.
Working. I feel you, but if they had went up in the freaking party, like if they were at the bomb party and you didn't want to get twerked on, some girls trying to throw it on you was like, nah, you gonna call the police? Yo, it's sexual abuse.
That's
brother.
A party setting, so I don't even think a court would honor that because you're in a party setting.
I don't think they
honor
it
like,
either. I mean, it's weird to me. Like,
think about it like this, though. What if a man just randomly came up into a gas station while girls were in line and started trying to dance with them in line?
I think that'd
be a lot
of fighting
if that
takes place.
Like,
it's,
he would go to jail so fast.
You're right. And a lot of people were like, why didn't he mush her? Like, he had the right to. No, he didn't have the right, but it's like, yo, get out of my way. But I'm glad he didn't
do that. No, you can't. you're in a man's in a lose-lose situation, because if he gets belligerent and physically attacks the woman, then he's no longer the victim. You know?
Right. And it's just crazy. I'm like, yo, these girls are wanted twerkers, like, for sexual abuse. Third degree. Like, that is mind-blowing. And one of the angles of mess with me, like, Jarrett, that was you twerking on. I'm like, come on, yo. Really? Really? I swear, I never win, man. I never win.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to take those L's.
Man, I'm not, well, I have to because it's work. And, you know, I'm not trying to get fired. So I guess you're right for this time.
Exactly.
All right, before we go, we got 5 minutes there. We really are going to need longer. All right,
yeah,
let's talk Game album and Primo Rice. You go with Game, because you, I don't know, it's like, yo, Rob, Game might have dropped his best album. Yeah, I believe it when I hear it. And I'm like, okay. And then
you
I'm
know
getting
me.
Text last night, yo, this Game, this joint's fire. I'm like, no one listens to me, man. That's more of the story, guys. No one listens to me.
You know
no
me, man.
I
like to listen to albums after the buzz dies down. You know, remember when Good Kid, Mad City came out? Everybody was going crazy over it, and I was like,
"And you didn't call it
a
classic.
Couple of weeks.
You was like, it's
because
all
I didn't
right.
think
I'm
it
like,
was at
no.
first. Because you, I mean, an album can be dope
you?
The first time you hear it. Then you hear if I have to, if I listen to it 3 or 4 more times and it's still dope, then I can start putting it in the classic conversation. Some albums are really good the first listen, and I notice I'm gonna go back to the album. And it's like, oh, man, like this, maybe it was dope for that day or that week, but it's not that crazy now. Like, and then sometimes you can get caught up in the hype, and you every time you hear the album or you hear a record, you'll be like, yo, man, you automatically hype the record up bigger than what it really is. And then after the buzz dies down, you realize, nah, this really wasn't too crazy of an album, you know. But as today, I was walking to class. And I was listening to Don't Kill My Vibe. And I was like, a few years has passed, and I'm still listening to this song. It's a classic album.
Man, I'm glad you're coming around. Guys, I didn't put Rob on so much great music. And he'll just blow it off. And then he'll call me and be like, yo, have you heard his record?
I'm
it's crazy.
Skeptic.
And I'd be wanting to fight him. Because I'm like, dude, I was telling you before there was a hype. It happens.
But
if we had more time, I'd really go into detail with everything. To me, I think Game might have messed around and dropped his best album.
I don't think it was his best.
Fire.
What?
I think the first is crazy, but to me, the second
well,
like is the first is like a the first is like a 9.5/10. The second probably is like an 8 to me.
This is not an 8.
That's what I feel.
A 9.
No, the second one, the second one was it had a couple songs that I was like, you know, he had a couple, you know, the sex songs and stuff. I was like, I could have did without those
like,
tracks.
Things flowed so perfectly, like his outro.
It was definitely a cohesive project.
Man,
he
had
some features
they,
that
they
I had no
tried
idea.
To get us off. They tried to get us off already, Rob.
Hey,
man,
you know they're going to try to shut us down.
The man, they holding us back, B. But, yo, they said we got 1:14 to go. So, Rob, get your quick shout-out. So, I'm going to get mine before we get up out of here.
Hey, man,
more 30
I just
minutes, guys. So, we definitely got to do multiple episodes. But go ahead, Rob.
I just want to shout out, you know, us, you know, at Dapper J, at Bobby Joy 413. I mean,
hey.
A lot of people come up with plans, but they don't carry them out. And, you know, this is our first step into carrying out a good plan. That's all
real.
I have.
And, you know, shout out my cousin Chris's birthday. Shout out my man Ronell, it's his birthday. Quick deep note, shout out my man Joe, rest in peace. This first episode dedicated to you. Hope we made you proud. Shout out anyone who's listening to this, because we're going to be rough around the edges. It's our first episode. By the time we get good at it, it's going to be crazy. So I just want you to keep listening. Tweet us, hit us back, and let us know what you think about it. Like I said, since we got 30 minutes, we definitely got to do more episodes because this happened so quick. It's like it was 4:30,
exactly.
1 minute, next thing you know, it's 4:58. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play Mafia Ish by Primo Rice, and we are out of here.
Peace.
Well, all right. Turn that radio down, man.
them niggas cut that monkey see, monkey do shit too, man. Back on this real play shit, you hear me?
I get G's, Primo, can you pet me?
Pet me.
That's what these bitches say, I'm dope like morphine.
Morphine.
These hoes scream, shining like some old shame.
Old shame.
Been that nigga, knew that shit since 14.
14.
My shit slap, tell your hoe to get back.
Get back.
You just a groovy bitch, you love these pimp rats.
Pimp rats.
I'm on the clock, turn your mane into a thigh.
To a thigh.
Freaky bitch, I love the way she give me top.
Give me top.
I go off a fucking show off, I'm boom, bitch, I'm boom. That your bitch because she looking for the tune,
for the tune.
The magnificent one, I'm Mario Lemieux,
straight Lemieux.
I'm so icy, shout out to my jeweler,
to my jeweler, hey.
I'm coolin', yeah, about 30 below. Ain't no drought up on this weapon, these hoes moving in the snow.
Snow.
That's how I go, always heavy hustle. Keep a bunch of sluts and the gangsta bitch, she be my muscle. Hold up.
Keep that main dragon, man.